The New Mix 99.5 WJBR. It's Michael and Jesse. And our podcast today dealing with pigskin picks,
ooh,
our football, and, of course, prizes to be won, which is why we're joined by Chef Dan Butler of Toscana,
hey,
who not only owns the place, all right, and cooks there on a regular basis, but has been known to cook in several different locations around the city. We'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, big chef guy, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
Thank you. Can I just say that we love Toscana? It's one of our favorite restaurants,
Jessica,
in the area.
Stop.
It's true.
How long have you been there, first of all?
I can't even tell you. I can tell you, it's been 28 years that since we opened.
Hot dog.
I opened that restaurant when I was 7.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. There,
that's true.
Well done.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And graduated from peanut butter and jelly to, you know, many, many different.
Fabulous. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the evolution of the place, because you've owned it 28 years.
Sure.
Obviously, you have to evolve it. You have to, you know, you have to update dishes.
Never
you
sit
have to update
still.
The restaurant,
right.
All the other. Talk
about
it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You just never sit still in the restaurant business, and you're always changing. And I guess we've changed more dramatically than most restaurants do, because we've had, I don't know how many iterations of Toscana. It's always been Toscana, but it's been different names of Griglia Toscana and Tavola Toscana, and I can't remember them all. But now we're called Piccolina Toscana. But you know what? Our friends call us Toscana.
Well, because it's easy. It
yeah,
rolls
sure.
off the tongue.
Sure, sure.
And plus, you've become an institution in that area of town.
I'm not sure I like that word. I'm that connotes something a little bit older than I feel.
How about iconic?
Iconic.
You like iconic?
I love iconic. I'll go with that.
All
yes.
Right. All right. Hey, listen. You know, you're paying a bill. We'll work whatever you want us to go to. We'll do too. The tie-in with what we do with our pigskin picks is that Dan has graciously offered to give us a $100 gift card to Toscana. For every week in our pigskin picks. And so if you are successful at mix995wjbr.com in your weekly picks on football, we do have weekly winners. This is one of those things where even if you haven't started since the beginning of the season,
right.
You can jump in at any time and you can be a weekly winner.
I logged on last night. I'm hoping to get that $100 gift certificate from Toscana.
There you go. You know, I know a guy. I might be able to hook you up, though, you know. So, and obviously, then if you become the winner, then you get fabulous dinner and maybe you'll run into Jesse there, you know.
Maybe. You might. And you'll be qualified to win the grand prize, which is $200 plus the designer bag.
Right. Exactly.
Which is nice, but I'd just as soon have the $100.
Yeah, I'd rather have dinner, you know.
So would I.
Yeah. And is the bag big enough to take home leftovers?
Because I mean, what? I think it is, depending on which one you get.
Uh-huh. There you go. Let's talk about your history here in the city and in Delaware, too, because are you a native?
Sure. Yes, I'm a native.
Okay.
I'm a Wilmington boy.
Okay.
I grew up actually very close to where Toscana is.
All right.
But went to Culinary Institute of America and went, you know, did the Italian restaurant circuit, went from D.C. to Switzerland to, I guess that's, I don't know if Switzerland's exactly on the circuit or
probably
not.
Probably not, no.
But to Miami and Tampa, and then eventually came back to open my restaurant in Trolley Square, and then from there opened other restaurants as well, Deep Blue, which has now turned into Tonic,
Brandywine Prime,
and a series of other restaurants as well. But you know what we're doing a lot now is from Toscana specifically is a lot of off-premise catering. So,
nice.
Yeah, so we're exclusive caterers at the Hagley Museum, where we're doing a big farm-to-table dinner tonight, which
nice.
Is pretty cool. The Delaware Art Museum,
mm-hmm.
the Delaware Museum of Natural History, the Delaware Center for Horticulture, and probably others that I'm forgetting right now.
I do sometimes see you out in town, and I'm wondering, does he ever get to the restaurant? Because it seems like, but you're always out in the community. And let me just say this, because I've watched the history of you. You have given back to this community probably more than five restaurants combined. You're an amazing guy.
That's kind of you to say. It is. I mean, this is the community I live in. This is where I make my living. You know, that's an important thing to me. But I appreciate you saying that.
I don't know that I've ever asked though. What gave you the inspiration to say, okay, I want to open an Italian restaurant as opposed to any other cuisine?
Well, at the time, that's what, I guess we're talking 28 years ago. Yeah. That was my experience. My experience after school was working in really top-end Italian restaurants in D.C. and in different places in Florida.
Okay.
That was my experience. So that's kind of the trick I had in my bag. So uh-huh. That's what I opened. But since then, I've done other tricks.
Yeah, you've branched tricks, out. Absolutely.
We learn things.
I'm gonna go off the rails here and say, what's the secret to good Italian?
Fresh.
Okay.
Fresh and simple.
Yeah.
It really is not a mystery. Mm-hmm. We buy really, really good ingredients and try not to mess them up.
There you go. Nicely done. Let's bring the football aspect back in here a minute too, because you're a bit of a football fan.
I'm a football fan. I'm an Eagles fan. Sure, uh-huh. I am.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
No, I'm not treading in any kind of enemy territory here. Believe
okay,
me.
Good.
I have a couple of friends, people who I know,
yeah.
who are rabid Redskins fans. And I know that as in this area they do creep in. They're insidious mm-hmm. that way.
You even get a Ravens fan here in Donovan.
Yeah. And I can tolerate a Ravens fan better than I can tolerate a Redskins fan, honestly.
We have a Giants fan within the house here, and I'm not happy about that at all either. But
well, I'm happy that they're so terrible. So
well, there you go. And as long as they're not a Cowboys fan, that's okay.
Yeah. There are levels.
So
I gotta ask, what's worse, a Patriots fan or a Cowboys fan? I'm new to the whole football thing.
Oh, what's worse?
Yeah. Well, so who do we dislike more?
Well, I would say they're both pretty smug, but I'd say the New England fan has a reason to be smug.
Right.
At this point, you know, the Cowboys fans, they really need to hide for a little while until they get good again.
They're living on history.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it ain't recent history.
No,
either.
Indeed.
You know. But let's talk about it, because you do fantasy football.
Yeah, so we've been doing fantasy football. Frankly, when we first started doing fantasy football at Toscana, one of my servers introduced us to it. We were checking the newspaper on Monday morning and writing down, this was by pencil and paper. We submitted our lineups in a notebook on Saturday afternoon. So, I mean, you know, this is really prehistoric stuff.
Yeah.
So we've been doing it for a long time, and this year I had a great draft, and my Tuscany Weasels
had
the best draft as the website said, and I am now 0-3. So
this has been a wacky season, and it's been a wacky year, and you think you get good players, and then all of a sudden they get hurt or they're not performing up to what their expectations were, and yeah, it's nuts.
I want to know something about the pigskin picks.
Yeah,
did anybody in your pool pick the Buffalo this week
absolutely. I'm you know what, there could have been one out there somewhere.
If you pick Buffalo to beat the Vikings,
yeah,
and you don't live in Buffalo
yeah, right.
or related to somebody who plays in Buffalo,
yeah.
Tip of the toque to you, because that's they deserve a gift card just on by themselves. You know what? Come by the restaurant. I'll buy you a tortellini, because
there we go.
My hat is off.
I tell you, it really evoked memories of last year's NCAA. I mean, you know, where they were these massive upsets. It
right.
was like I all of a sudden looked at the thing and I went, huh? And I had friends that went to that game. That actually went to that game. In fact, a fellow restaurateur went to that game.
Uh-huh.
And I said, were you going to bring him luck, Bob? Oh, yeah, sure, we're going to. Then they got spanked. It was amazing. Anyway.
Yeah, well,
all right. So you go to mix995wjbr.com. That's where you're going to find your pigskin picks. That's where you're going to get the opportunity to win the $100 gift card to Toscana. And that's where you'll be able to compete with other people. Maybe somebody who was actually smart enough to pick Buffalo last week. You know, you never know. But thank you so much for your participation. We certainly look forward to it. It's great to have such a worthy prize
fun,
for each week.
Yeah,
so it was a lot of fun. So, yeah. Dan, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.